Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
We believe in the rule of law, not in violence or rioting.
The men and women of the FBI will leave no stone unturned in this investigation.
To do a snap impeachment has real consequences.
I had a very close encounter where I thought I was going to die.
I think President-elect Biden is more afraid of the people in his own party than he is of the Republicans.
Shut up about unity.
Wow, there's Claire McCaskill telling you what you should do this morning. You need to shut up about unity after what happened last week in the Capitol. You dirty Republicans, you. We wanted you to hear that from Claire McCaskill yesterday. Glad you're back with us on this Wednesday morning. And what a great day. We're halfway through the week already. I can't believe it's flown by. Wouldn't you agree?
It's going much faster than last week.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Last week was a really long week. You know I put about close to 1,800 miles on my car. Ooh. Driving out there and back.
Dang.
It was a haul. I'll just have to tell you that. Now, we took our time on the way back with stops and all that from D.C., but it was a haul. It was probably 14-plus hours by the time we got back here. I mean, part of it was, and I sent you pictures from, Bob Evans when we stopped for a big breakfast. But
very good.
Besides that slowed us down.
We appreciated that.
Yeah, I could tell. I knew that you did. Mm-hmm. But we're back, and the fallout continues from all of that, from the, 250,000 patriots who went to D.C. The story now is completely focused on the few that broke the law and tried to ruin it, effectively ruin it. For everybody else. And the timeline on that has changed, and we're going to talk more about that this morning as well, so stay tuned. We know there were the agitators, the people who were there long before the president's speech was even over. There's video with timestamp on it that proves that. So we're going to get to more of that this morning, and just stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I want to point out, if you're just joining us, the cage match that's going on in St. Louis County right now. Is that a good way of putting it?
Sure.
Close, yeah.
It's probably a good thing they were all virtual in these meetings these days, because you have a county council chairman in Lisa Clancy who is a just stereotypical controlling progressive who does not want to hear opposing points of view. Boy, aren't we seeing that on a big scale right now nationwide. Opposing points of view are being shut down everywhere. If you don't agree, you need to shut up. So last night, Lisa Clancy disagreed with something Councilman Tim Fitch brought up at the meeting. And this is kind of how that went. Listen to cut 28.
Fitch, you are not recognized.
You need to be able to
I would like to ask our staff to mute you if you continue disrupting the meeting. Chris, I need you to use the mute button at this time.
And I could just unmute it.
Lisa Clancy muted a council member last night because she didn't like what he was saying, which was effectively that you are not a valid chairperson for this council.
So briefly, the deal is that the chairperson and vice chairperson were voted on before everybody that's currently on the council was there. Is that
they let the sworn in, yes, person that was beat by Shalonda Webb, mm-hmm, let her vote instead, okay, of Shalonda Webb being able to make.
Yeah,
the vote.
They pulled a little parliamentary trickery last, mm-hmm, week, and they voted using Rochelle Walton Gray as a key vote to maintain, mm-hmm, Sam Page ally Lisa Clancy as the chairperson for the county council, who does everything Sam Page wants. She follows his bidding completely.
Hmm.
This is a person who's also not a fan of the St. Louis County Police Department, wants to restrict the way they police, and she's got all kinds of plans for them. So yesterday, now that the new council members have sworn in, they suspended the rules. They put out a motion on the floor. They suspended the rules, and they voted to go back and revote on who should be the council chair. And lo and behold, Tim Fitch won that vote 4-3. So as far as he's concerned and the three people that voted for him, he is the new county council chair. Lisa Clancy did not recognize that. She tried to scream them down. Listen to cut 27 from last night.
Councilman Fitch, I will not allow you to bully this council. You may have been a bully as the police chief, but you will not bully this council.
So if that's news to you, it's news to me, who's known Tim Fitch for 15, 16 years now. He was never a bully as a police chief. He's one of the nicest guys to hold that job. It's just that's the kind of thing that's going on at county council now. I don't know if you're probably hearing some of this for the first time. And then apparently former Republican Ernie Trakas also chewed out Tim Fitch last night because he had been voted in as vice chair for, mm-hmm, for the county council. Listen to cut 26.
Push back, sir. You're going to push back. No, you won. We had enough of your turn on the floor. There's a motion to adjourn.
You're a fool.
Yeah, that's Ernie Trakas referring to one of his fellow council members as a fool, one of his fellow Republicans, mm-hmm, as a fool. So interesting stuff there. We're trying to get Councilman Fitch on the show this morning. I don't know if you heard that. If you're not surprised by it, I'd love to get your thoughts on it at 314-241-9797. Well, I do have Stacey Washington coming up at 7:35. I know Stacey has often attends those meetings when they were in person and may well have been watching last night. I don't want to put words in her mouth, but I can't wait to hear what she has to say about some of the histrionics that we heard last night at the St. Louis County Council meeting. We did have some reaction from Tim Fitch to all of that. And go to cut to 23 for me, please.
And one of the things that would be helpful for him is to have an ally as the chair and the vice chair of the county council for the entire year. So he actually encouraged them, in my belief, to have this vote, to have this meeting without Councilwoman Webb being present, so he could have elected who he wanted to serve in that role.
Yeah. By the way, Sam Page got sworn in again yesterday for his first full term, at which point, sort of like the president-elect Joe Biden, he's now calling for unity. And I'm guessing that the majority of restaurant owners and small business owners who will end up going out of business because of his policies probably aren't quite on board with that just yet. But nice try, Mr. Page. We are, in fact, going to tell you more about those folks. You can call us if you are a small business, if you're a restaurant that's been impacted by these ridiculous rules on restaurants. Call our SOS restaurant hotline, 314-955-TALK. That's 314-955-8255. We'll give you a chance to sound off about what's been going on in Southern and Illinois. If you're an Illinois restaurant owner, you've been impacted the same way as the folks in St. Louis County. So that phone number's out there, 954-955-TALK, and we'll be back right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Glad you're back with us. We're going to be keeping an eye all day on what's going on up in Washington because, of course, it appears that Nancy Pelosi and the left will try to impeach the president, and now some of the weak-kneed Republicans up there have climbed on board, including Liz Cheney and, if you believe the New York Times, Mitch McConnell, which I have a hard time believing that any of them are dense enough to think they'll ever get unity with anyone who voted for Donald Trump going forward if they do this. It just defies logic. They don't care. They hate him. They hit orange man bad, and that's kind of where they're going with it. So we're going to keep you up to date on that all day long. And if anything else comes out on the investigation of the people who broke into the Capitol and in some cases assaulted police officers, one of them died apparently as a result of being hit with a fire extinguisher. They're still looking for that guy. We'll bring you that update as well. Right now, though, let me get to Renee on line one. We've been talking about the St. Louis County Council meeting last night, which is important. I didn't witness it personally. I'm reading secondhand reports of what happened. And, of course, I played the sound bites. But, Renee, thanks for the phone call this morning.
Good morning, Mark. Boy, last night was something else. One thing you said, that Tim Fitch is chair. He just got nominated to be the presiding officer. The next vote that needs to happen is for chair and for vice chair. But I have a problem with Lisa Clancy and Ernie Trakas calling Tim Fitch out as a bully. Anyone knows that this man is above and beyond that, and I am very upset about that. I want to congratulate Mark Harder and Tim Fitch for working together. This, you can't make this stuff up. It's amazing.
Let me tell you a message I got from a friend this morning who happens to be with the county police, who told me that Tim Fitch is still one of the most respected men
yes.
to serve in the county PD. He was a reformer before it was cool, and he is still highly respected in the St. Louis County Police Department. For Lisa Clancy to suggest that he's some sort of bully because she doesn't like what he did is really
sad. And hopefully I can get Councilman Fitch on here later this morning to respond to that, because I think it's just horrible what happened last night.
We'd be very fortunate enough to have Tim serve as committee man of Merrimack Township. He was my committee man. I have learned so much from him, and I am just in awe of him. And for Lisa, for Ernie, for anyone out there to think that this man is a bully is the farthest thing from the truth. But, you know, you and I don't need to defend Tim, because he speaks for himself. The next council meeting is going to be – it's going to be very interesting. And I just sat back last night and thought, okay, Lisa and Kelly Dunaway, how is it like to be on the receiving end? Because all year, all of last year, all they did was beat down Mark and Tim, beat down Mark and Tim, beat down Mark and Tim. And I kind of enjoyed it a bit last night. You can't make this stuff up.
No, you really can't. Renee, listen, always appreciate your time. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Mark. Talk to you later.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Yeah, Renee watches those. She attended those meetings along with Stacey Washington and a lot of other fine folks prior to COVID restrictions. So I appreciate her firsthand account of what happened there last night. It'll be interesting to see if the meeting goes on as scheduled next week, given that Lisa Clancy just wants to shut down anybody who disagrees with it. It's amazing. You know why they're threatened by Tim Fitch? Because he was a county police officer. They want to make massive reforms to policing. Mm-hmm. And if you're not paying attention this morning, let me give you a heads up on something. Over in Illinois, they're trying to rush through a House bill. The House has passed it. They've sent it to the Senate. It's called House Bill 163 that reforms policing in Illinois. And there are people over there pointing out the fact that some lawmakers are saying that it will fundamentally change the way law enforcement works in the state of Illinois if this thing passes. It's chock full of unfunded mandates with requirements for even the smallest department to have those expensive cameras. It puts new training requirements on them, but it doesn't pay for any of it. And a lot of people are screaming at the Senate over there not to rush this thing through and pass it. But if you live in Illinois, you need to pay attention. If this passes, guess what? You who are already beleaguered by high taxes, get ready to pay a little more if you want local policing. That's what's about to happen in the great state of Illinois. Hey, you know what? Twitter and Amazon and Google and all of them lost a bunch of money yesterday in the market. We'll check in with Jennifer Koshinka when we come back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What's great is that COVID is spiking in all the red states right now, so that's great.
Why do you think so?
Because either those people won't come out to vote, or Trump, because the red states, or a lot of them are sick and dying.
Yeah, that is the former principal counsel for PBS, the public broadcasting system, a guy named Michael Beller, who was caught by Project Veritas. Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, strike again. They had somebody undercover asking him his thoughts on the Republicans and COVID and all that. And in a different bite, he even threatened to throw Molotov cocktails at the White House if Biden didn't win. It's pretty amazing. The guy had to resign after the story came out yesterday. They continue to do some amazing work at Project Veritas. I have no idea how he does it, but he does it.
We're
going to get to more on all that for you coming up here a little bit later. Right now, I want to check in on the markets, please. Jennifer Kashenka, happy Wednesday. How are you?
Happy Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How, you know, the markets, like at least some of the tech companies, saw a lot of volatility the last couple days.
Yes, indeed. And right now, futures are modestly lower ahead of key inflation data and a vote by lawmakers on impeaching President Trump. Stocks have drifted after notching record highs in early January as investors weigh the prospect of fresh government spending against political turmoil in Washington and still rising COVID-19 cases. After initial problems, the IRS says it's getting more of the second round of relief payments out to taxpayers. Up to 20 million people may have been impacted by an administrative issue that held up the $600 checks. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is threatening to withhold campaign funds from politicians who railed against approval of Joe Biden's election victory, but it wouldn't identify which ones. The chamber, among the most powerful business groups in Washington yesterday, echoed much of corporate America, which has started to reject the violence and false claims of election fraud put forth by Trump and his allies. The chamber called the president's conduct unacceptable. Boeing got a bump in orders and deliveries of new planes in December, but it wasn't enough to salvage a poor year for the big aircraft maker. Boeing still reported more cancellations than new orders for the 737 MAX jet, which was grounded for 21 months. The aerospace company finished 2020 with 157 deliveries, down from 380 in 2019. European rival Airbus finished the year with 566 deliveries. Boeing's drone unit has agreed to pay $25 million to settle civil fraud allegations that it overcharged on more than half a dozen contracts signed with the Navy and Special Forces between 2009 and 2017. The settlement stems from whistleblower claims that Boeing knowingly charged new part prices for less expensive recycled, refurbished, reconditioned and or reconfigured parts. Boeing did not acknowledge any wrongdoing. Walmart has already dropped groceries off to customers' doors, and in some cities it puts them directly inside of the refrigerator. Now it will test another convenient approach, deliveries to a smart cooler on customers' front porches or near their doorsteps. Starting in the spring, the big box retailer will provide participating customers with a temperature-controlled smart cooler that will be placed outside of the home, allowing for secure and contact-free grocery deliveries round the clock. Corn and soybean futures surged after the Agriculture Department slashed projected stocks for both commodities, reflecting cuts to last year's U.S. production estimates and a worsening outlook for South American crops. Both corn and soybean futures traded at the highest level since mid-2014. And 1 year into a global pandemic, no surprise here, nearly half of the nation's top 100 jobs for 2021 are in healthcare. U.S. News and World Report ranks physician assistant as the best job, citing excellent pay and employment prospects. Other top healthcare jobs include nurse practitioner and medical and health services manager. Non-healthcare jobs that made the 100 best jobs list include software developer, statistician, and information security analyst. Mark?
Anything that has nothing to do with politics made the top of the list.
Yeah.
Huh?
Sure.
Everybody's wanting to avoid that right now at all costs.
Yep.
All right. Jennifer Kashenka, thank you.
You got it.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, that's good. Hey, by the way, coming up this morning about 8:35, we're going to get County Councilman Tim Fitch on the radio and just kind of get his take on what happened last night at that meltdown by Lisa Clancy at the county council meeting. Yeah, it was something to see, and we're going to get back to that for you this morning. We'll let Stacy Washington give us her take on it, but I also want you to hear from County Councilman Tim Fitch, who might be the next county council chairman. So that's coming up again in the 8 o'clock hour. Be sure and stay tuned for that. See this dog food recall?
Yeah.
Over 70 dogs have died, and this is a Missouri company. I don't know exactly where they're located in Missouri, but this is scary.
Yeah, I saw that too. It looks like it's coming out of the Oklahoma plant, but yeah, anytime you see dogs dying, that caught my attention last night.
So there's a mold that can grow on the grains that's used in these ingredients called aflatoxin. And it can cause illness or death in some of these pets. And they're recommending to pet owners, if they've even used this dog food at all, to go talk to their veterinarian. Mm-hmm. It's called Sport Mix, which I personally never heard of it. But
yeah,
you know,
it wasn't familiar to me. I mean, I don't have a dog, but you kind of know the dog food brands
the big ones.
And mm-hmm. it wasn't familiar to me either.
Pro-Pak is one of the names it goes by. Nun, N-U-N-N, is another one. Splash Fat Cat, if you are one of those cat people, Denise, you got to watch out for that one. The rest of them mainly appear to be a mix of dry dog foods put out by Sport Mix. So you can go online and find out more about which batches are dangerous. But what it's saying here is if you've used this at all, they'd recommend you go and talk to your veterinarian just in case, even if you haven't noticed any symptoms.
This is my worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not worst, but it's up there.
It's up there.
I mean, this scares the crap out of me every time these stories come up.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that we changed our dog's food mm-hmm. when all of that story came out about, you know, a grain-free diet mm-hmm. a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And how that could be dangerous for some breeds. And that happened to be our golden retriever was one of those breeds. So we ended up consulting with our vet and changing brands. What I did notice is that the price didn't go down any.
Surprise, surprise.
I mean, honestly.
That grain-free thing affected, like, the big brands. I don't want to speak off the cuff, but it was the more expensive brands,
mm-hmm.
I believe,
yeah.
with that deal.
Because, I think it's almost like, you know, people felt that they were doing their pet a favor, but I think it was kind of promoted that way. Mm-hmm. And it did cost a lot of money to buy some of those brands. It was not the less expensive brands that were as likely to pose that risk, apparently, to some dogs. But, I mean, I go to Petco usually or somewhere like that and buy a bag of dog food, and it's like $60
yeah.
for one of those big bags.
It's not cheap. But there's so much information out there. If you go, when I remember when we adopted Lou, and it was, what's the best dog food you can feed him? And the internet says everything under the sun as far as what's good mm-hmm. and what's not good. So you do have to talk to your vet about it and then hope stories like this don't impact you.
Some people have even gone to like a raw meat diet for their dogs. That's got to be expensive.
Yeah, no
oh,
kidding.
Oh, boy, that sounds expensive.
Lou and I share blueberries whenever we want a snack. Those are good and good for you and for your dog. So
if I'm not getting steak every day, my dog is not getting steak every day. Can I just tell you that?
Fair enough. That's
kind of how I'm playing one, right down the middle. Yeah. Hey, 314-241-9797. I'd love to get your phone calls. Tell me what you think about the impeachment attempts in D.C. today. There are, you heard that news report there, 10 to 15 potentially Republicans in the House willing to go along with this vote, and Mitch McConnell and maybe a few other people in the Senate. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 314-241-9797. We're back in just a minute.
The Senate as a body needs to take action, and I know Senator McConnell won't, but we should, if he's not going to resign, which of course they won't, they continue to be like Trump and take no responsibility for anything, even though we saw their words. We saw the picture of Holly, who George Will said there's a huge chasm between his ambition and his achievement. Then we should take action on expulsion.
What have you achieved, Sherrod Brown, Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio, my home state many years ago? What have you achieved? I mean, this is garbage that these senators want to force out Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, the other senators who stood up using the 12th Amendment. It's nonsense. I want to get to a couple of phone calls this morning. Let me get to Matt on line three, please. Matt, good morning.
Good morning,
Matt, you're
Mark,
on the
how
air.
Are you?
I'm good, sir.
I just wanted to say the impeachment thing with the president is a major waste of resources, taxpayer resources, with the short amount of time that's left in his presidency. And even if it was an impeachable offense, it's just a waste. And until we take the financial influence away from the politics in this country and get some term limits, nothing's ever going to change. And big tech will control everything because they will always have the most money.
Yep. Well said, sir. I appreciate the call. Thank you for that. Let me get to Bob here on line one. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
I'm great.
I'm a farmer, and this wasn't what I was talking about, but the aflatoxin. Every load I take in is checked for aflatoxin. This year I have not heard a problem with the pet foods, but it's bad stuff. It gets into the, in my case, corn, when the plants are damaged, but they do check for it when it comes in, so I don't know how this happened. Mm-hmm. As far as the other stuff, full disclosure, I voted for Trump twice. I like most everything he did. A lot of times I don't like what he said. Last week, some of the things he said were really troubling to me. However, what the Democrats are doing, you know, as far as the Republicans, vote your conscience. If you think it's bad enough, vote. I'm not going to hold it against them. As far as the what I wish would happen is on Monday, Trump resigns. On Tuesday, Pence pardons him the way Ford pardoned Nixon to try to get the country past this. That will not satisfy the Democrats because, unfortunately, with every action the Democrats seem to have, it's not, you know, free and fair elections, a fair country. It seems that they want full dictatorial control of this country, whether it be get rid of the Electoral College, stack a bunch of states that will put in Dem senators, kill the filibuster, stack the Supreme Court. You know, we got three branches of government that are supposed to provide checks and balances on each other. They seem to not want checks and balances.
I would agree. Bob, I'm going to run out of time here. I do appreciate the call. To your point, I'm afraid the president might have ruined that possibility with his attacks on Mike Pence last week. I don't know if Pence would be willing to do that now or not. And even if he pardoned him, I mean, that would indeed protect him from, you know, these vindictive lawsuits by attorneys general. Apparently, the circuit attorney in D.C. is now planning to try to go after the president for inciting violence or some kind of garbage. I'd love to see him have that protection. It may still not protect him from this impeachment risk, that if the Senate was to vote to impeach, even after he was out of office. I heard Chet Pleban argue yesterday he thinks that would be a valid vote that might constitutionally prevent him from running for re-election. It's just silly season in America that one party can get away with this. It really is, all because of their hatred of Donald Trump. Hey, coming up, we'll talk to Charmaine Yost from Heritage and Stacey on the right. Don't miss it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.